Ladies and gentlemen, if you are a conservative, you should subscribe to the American Conservative Magazine. I mean it. This is not, it's just a terrific magazine. Every issue. And in the current issue, there's a piece by James Bovard that really caught my attention, along with a number of others. But we wanted to talk to Jim Bovard, our favorite muckraker. Haven't talked to you in a long time. Jim, how you doing?
Hey, doing good. Thanks for having me on, Ron.
Oh, my pleasure. The headline certainly gets one's attention, Assassin Nation. What are we talking about?
Well, we're talking about Obama's Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy for killing Americans.
Killing Americans?
Killing Americans, yes. The Obama administration, Mr. Change and Reform, is insisting that the U.S. government should not be obliged to show any evidence before it kills Americans, and nor and how much evidence do these people think that they need to have before they officially target you for killing? That's a secret.
Yes, yeah, it can't be revealed.
No.
So he's expanded, his administration has expanded the Bush administration's targeted killing program.
Absolutely. And there are a lot of people that thought that the Bush policies were aberrations on things like this targeted killing. But what Obama is doing is codifying it. His lawyers are making legal arguments in court. They were basically saying that it's a state secret as far as the evidence that the government has that they have to kill some American. And since it's a state secret, the judges aren't allowed to look at it. People aren't allowed to know it. And we just have to trust the government to kill the right people, to kill the right Americans.
That's amazing. I love your quote from Phil Giraldi, who does such great work, that the Dennis Blair testified, the director of national intelligence, that the targeted to kill bill decision... decision depends only on whether that American is involved in a group that's trying to attack us. And as Giraldi noted and you reported, involved is one hell of a vague standard.
Yes, because there are so many different terrorist organizations out there. Most people would be shocked to hear that there's a lot of different ethnic groups and religious groups here in the U.S. that are on the terrorist list. And it takes almost no evidence to list a group as terrorist. And it takes even less evidence to assert that someone is tied to that group that was listed as terrorist. But once that link is made, then, the crosshairs can be on a person.
If you look at the bigger picture, not just this startling thing about Americans can be, but the idea that we can legally decide to kill anybody in the world that we decide, that irks us, is a phenomenal thing. Isn't that rather unusual?
Well, no, actually, this is typical for what tyrants and dictators have done throughout history. The thing that's unusual is what the Founding Fathers tried to do is create a government under law, mm-hmm. and a government that would respect due process and individual rights. But what we're seeing here is we're shifting back to a pre-1787 version of what government usually was, and this whole notion of extrajudicial killings.